By now, you've probably seen the TV commercials, the radio ads, or the door-to-door flyers from supporters and opponents of the growing and testing of genetically engineered crops, or GMOs. And for the first time in county history, voters will decide their future. The Vote Yes side wants a temporary ban on the cultivation of all GMOs until studies prove they're safe. Maui District Health Officer Dr. Lauren Ping is one of five residents who drafted the initiative. He says not enough tests have been done on the possible effects of ingesting GMOs or living near test sites. He says the crops have been linked to various health issues. The Vote No side says there's no proof that GMOs are harmful. They also say the ban would eliminate more than 700 jobs, hurting local families and Maui's economy. And economists say the trickle-down effect would hurt other businesses that rely on the seed industry. According to FCC filings last month, biotech companies spent more than $80,000 in a single week on TV ads encouraging residents to vote no. Shaka, or Sustainable Hawaiian Agriculture for the Keiki and the Aina, claims it gathered 19,000 signatures to get the citizens' initiative on the ballot. The county clerk's office disallowed more than half, saying many were illegible, non-residents, or duplicate signatures. Still, it's the first citizens' initiative in county history to make it to the ballot. But on an island with more than 85,000 registered voters, getting it passed is a different challenge. From the Maui News, this is Eileen Chow for Hawaii Public Radio.